podcasts of the WDWNT Network are made possible each and every week by the following fantastic sponsors. Magical Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner and is always ready to assist you in making your next trip to the Walt Disney World Resort, Disneyland Resort, or aboard the Disney Cruise Line even more magical. Right now, you can enjoy one more Disney day and night free when you buy a three-night, three-day room and ticket package at select Walt Disney World or Disneyland Resort hotels before January 31st, 2012. For more information on this special offer and many more, visit MagicalTravel.com and book your next Disney trip today. Resales DVC is your home for Disney Vacation Club resales. Whether you're buying or selling your part in the Disney Vacation Club, Resales DVC is prepared to walk you step-by-step through the process and make sure your experience is as pleasant as possible. For pricing, availability, and more information, be sure to contact Grandma Jackie and Kin at www.resalesdvc.com or by phone at 866-544-2919 to make your vacation dreams come true.
Welcome to the Disney Pincast, the first and only podcast dedicated to Disney pin trading. At this time, please welcome your host for all of this week's news and pin information, John Rick.
Well, hey there, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Disney Pincast. This is episode number 215 for May the 18th of 2012, and I'm your host, John Rick of the Central Jersey Disney Pin Traders. Well, it's great to have you guys back with me again. Thank you for joining me again this week. I hope you enjoyed our final audio clip from Trade to Your Fade. I know that Tom and I really had a good time doing it, and I'm glad that we were able to bring it to you. It was nice to be able to get some really good audio. I think it turned out very well. I was happy with how it finally turned out, and looking forward to bringing you lots more audio along the way this year. So, as I said, I hope you enjoyed that very, very much. As far as this week's show goes, I mean, we do have a lot of big news. Obviously, this weekend coming up, depending on when you're listening to the show, could be tomorrow, the registration opens for Mickey's Circus. So we will be talking about that a little bit in the news. And also, I have some great news about the Gearing Up for Adventure event at Disneyland. And obviously, by the time you're listening to the show, hopefully you guys have heard this news already. But I am going to talk about it a little bit because it is exciting, certainly exciting for our friends out on the West Coast. I know they have been chomping at the bit trying to get some information about Gearing Up for Adventure. I know Stephen Del Toro is going to be really happy about this information about the event. So we will be talking about that in the Disney news. I will be talking about Disney-sponsored events for the week. In our fan-sponsored events section, man, I got some big news. And hopefully by the time you're listening to this, you probably have seen the post somewhere. But we've got some big things to talk about in the fan-sponsored events. I do have releases this week from... actually, it's kind of interesting because I have releases from Walt Disney World. I have a bunch of shared releases. I have some from Disney Cruise Line, which you know I'm always excited about. And then I am going to talk about some from the Soda Fountain and Studio Store out in Hollywood. So we will be mentioning some pins from out there as well. My segment tonight, I'm going to kind of let the segment go by because I got some other things I want to talk about, so we're kind of past the segment for this week, but I promise it will be back next week with another segment. We're going to be inducting IPLIS member number 194 into the International Pincast Listener Society tonight. Right after that, I'll be doing the next installment of the Random Selection Contest, and that's that opportunity that all you guys have to win something from me here every five episodes. So here we are again to another round of that. And I got an interesting thing I'm going to give away tonight. It's actually not a pin, but it is a pin-related item. So I hope you'll enjoy that. And then I do have some comments from the website again, and I'm really happy that you guys are commenting over there. I really appreciate it. Let's keep it up. It's a great place to post because just remember, not everybody has social media. So, you know, although I am extremely ecstatic about the Disney Pincast Listeners Association, and I always will be, thanks to Kevin Batter and all the hard work Kevin's done over there. But just remember, not everybody is on social media. So, you know, the website is a great place to go. You can leave your comments there. And it's a great way to kind of communicate as well. So don't forget that that is another option that you do have. And then we'll wrap up the show for this week. So with that being said, moving into the news, speaking of the gearing up for adventure, there was a post in the actually in the Disney Parks blog. And as I've been mentioning to you, it's pretty important that you check out over there as well, because a lot of times there's pin-related information that is posted there before it actually makes its way over to DisneyPins.com. So don't hesitate to check out the official Disney Parks blog on the web. And this was posted on May the 10th by Michelle Harker, who is the Merchandise Marketing and Communication Project Manager for Disneyland. And Michelle said, the title of the post was, "Take a Road Trip to California as We Gear Up for Disney California Adventure Park." And it goes on to say that a few months ago, I gave you your first look at the Road Trip to California collection coming out this summer as part of the Gear Up for Adventure line at Disney's California Adventure. She goes on to say, "Well, I suggest that you hold on and fasten your seatbelts, because I'm about to tell you all, I'm about to get all up in your grill with these great new pin designs from the talented team of product developers and artists. Featuring many of Disney's most beloved characters, villains, icons, and attractions, this themed to a road trip to California includes limited edition pins, a box set, jumbo pins, a mystery set, and even a pin with a figurine. Now, the first thing you're looking at is a pin and keychain set that's going to be available for annual pass holders. And this thing actually was inspired by a vintage car grill, and it really looks cool. And when Jeannie Lewis, of course, a product developer for limited edition pins, was asked about the direction they headed this year for the pin designs, here's what she had to share. We really wanted to take things to a different level, get under the hood and crank things up. So while Disney's California Adventure Park was indeed shifting gears, taking on a whole new look and feel, we wanted to make sure guests would be ready to roll when the time came and could, in a sense, gear up for adventure. That's why with the annual passholder pin, we paired it with a special keychain, which will accompany the pin as a set. And of course, we previously shared the map of the United States as we watched some of our favorite Disney characters hit the road. Other favorites among our artists include the Rules of the Road, which in a sense pays homage to the many rules we should often remember when driving, including Cruella's Don't Drive Angry and Minnie Mouse's Don't Pick Up Hitchhikers. So these are the two pins you're looking at now, and these are really, really cool. Of course, the one on the left here is Minnie with the hitchhiking ghosts, and then, of course, Cruella there looking rather angry. And there is a, and there's also going to be a collection of vanity license plates available as a mystery set, which will feature pins themed to iconic attractions, both classic and new, as well as the Mad Tea Party and Cars Land designs. So make sure you should take a look at those. And it goes on here to say that, so how can you make these pins yours? Well, that's easy. You're going to visit DisneyPins.com from June 6th through the 20th and enter your name in the online wristband opportunity. Selected winners will have the opportunity to purchase the pins on the morning of June the 29th, so mark that down, at Disney Pin Traders. Now also, and this is really cool too, especially for you guys out there, to celebrate the release, Disney Design Group graphic designer Quinn Kimball and senior character artist Monty Maltavon will be on hand from 9 to 11 a.m. at Disney Pin Traders and will make another special appearance again during the Disney Trading Night taking place from 7 to 10 p.m. in the Pacific Ballroom at Disney's Paradise Pier Hotel. So, you're going to, And you know what? You got to pay attention, folks, because you will want to make sure that you pay attention, because wait until you see some more of the pins coming out later on this summer. And for a look at the collection and more details on the online wristband opportunity, please make sure that you visit DisneyPins.com. So, you know, I'm so happy for you guys out there. I know all of you have been really waiting for this and really kind of wanting to know what Disney was going to do about this. And I am really excited. I know I love the theme. I certainly think with all the, as Jeannie said, with everything that's going on out of Disneyland and at California Adventure right now, what a tremendous tie-in, you know. And I think that as much as Mickey Circus is tied into the Fantasyland expansion at Walt Disney World, here you have gearing up for adventure, you know, really tying into Cars Land and everything that's going on out there at California Adventure. I am stoked. It really looks cool. The product that we've seen so far really, really looks nice. I love the backer card on these two pins that we were looking at a little bit earlier, the Mini with the Don't Pick Up Hitchhikers and the Corolla Don't Drive Angry. Really love the backer cards. Great job on backer cards. And if you remember back in some of the interviews that I did with Chris Chapman when he was part of the design group, you know, Chris, I can remember Chris saying, you know, you're going to be seeing backer cards that are really going to be unique. They're really going to be very well themed to the different events as they come along. And I think they really focus a lot on the backer cards, especially for the events. And I think that they did a great job with these. Really looking forward to seeing all of the product that's going to come along with gearing up for adventure. And remember that Michelle did mention that there's going to be a pin with a figurine. So we'll have to be looking for that over the next couple of weeks. And also really excited to hear Monty and Quinn are going to be going out and doing a signing for you guys out there. Please don't miss it. Let them know that you listen to the Pincast, because they do. And believe me, they are big fans of the show, and I certainly am honored that they are. But please, if you do go out there and get anything signed, please let the guys know that you listen to the Pincast for sure. So that will do it for the news, and what a great news piece. I'm so glad to be able to bring that news piece to you, and certainly happy to be able to pass that information along. So next up, we're going to be talking about some Disney-sponsored events. And speaking of Mickey Circus, please do not forget that Mickey's Circus Pin Trading Showcase registration opens tomorrow. That's Saturday, May the 19th at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And remember that this does include the Vinylmation Showcase as well. Two completely separate hard ticket events. You have to register for both. It is not a single registration, so don't get confused. If you want to go to the Vinylmation Showcase on Sunday, you have to register separately. And remember, the complete catalog with additional merchandise will be made available tomorrow, the 19th. Now, I just want to point out that you do not have to fill out the RSP when you register. So, and that's why I'm not even talking about the product right now, because A, I haven't seen the final catalog, but as the time I pushed the record button this week anyway, but B, there is absolutely no merit in being the first one to turn in your RSP, because after you register, you will be given the deadline date when the RSPs are due. And guess what? They do not run the RSPs until that cutoff date. So for those of you that have never listened to me around registration and RSP time, you're going to find out that I am not going to fill out my RSP probably until a couple of days. As a matter of fact, it could be the night before, literally, the RSP is due. There's absolutely no value. You get no special treatment. There's no benefit of filling out that RSP right in the very beginning. There's no need to do that. There's no rush. As long as you get it turned in by whenever the deadline is, and it could literally be 2 minutes before that deadline. I wouldn't recommend you go that far, but believe me, I have filled out many an RSP, you know, the day before or the day of the deadline, and there is absolutely no merit in filling it out early. So we will not be talking about the product here on the show until we see the final catalog. Now, it may be in next week's show. I'm not quite sure yet. It'll depend on when the actual deadline for the RSPs are, and that's when we'll talk about it. But don't forget, and if you want to get that early registration pin, remember, it is going to be, I believe, the first 750 registrants, or the first 750 people to register are have the opportunity to get that early registration pin. I just want to double check and make sure. Yes, the first 750 guests who register for the event will receive a limited edition early registration pin. And believe me, if you are not sure, you have until June the 19th to get the early registration discount. And I know it's only $15, but that's one pin. So if you are not sure, please do it by June the 19th, because I would hate for you not to get that $15 discount, that early registration discount. So if you register by June the 19th, it will be $105 per guest, as opposed to after June the 19th, it will be $120 per guest. So don't let that early registration discount pass you by. If you think you're going, why don't you register and just get that out of the way? And remember that none of this includes theme park admission to Epcot. So you have to have theme park admission as well. And remember, you have to register for the Vinylmation Showplace separately from the pin trading showcase. So make sure you take care of that. Good luck. And as I said, that opens tomorrow, May the 19th. Next up, you're going to have another opportunity to meet the Disney artists behind Walt Disney World pins. And coming up on Friday, May the 25th, you're going to get a chance to meet Adrian Droughty. And Adrian is one of the design group artists behind the creation of select Walt Disney World pins. Well, many pins, actually, not only Walt Disney World, but Disneyland as well. And you're going to be able to meet Adrian, as I said, on Friday, May the 25th. From 5 to 7 p.m., she's going to meet fans and sign pins at Disney Pin Traders located in the downtown Disney Marketplace. Now, there's going to be another opportunity in July to meet Adrian again. And obviously in April, you had a chance to meet Alex Mayer if you were there. Please make sure you take advantage of this. It's a great opportunity to, in this particular case, to meet Adrian. And as I said, Adrian has been responsible for a tremendous amount of pins in the realm of Disney pin trading. And if you'd like to kind of see just a small sampling of some of Adrian's work, you can go over to pinpicks.com and you can go into the let me just bring it up and I'll tell you exactly where to go or how to get there. If you go to pinpicks.com, over on the left hand side, you'll see that site navigation bar. If you go down to pin groups and you click on that, you'll see the pin groups come up, and it's the public pin groups. And actually, the first grouping of groups that are there are artist groups. So you see right at the very top is Adrian's name. If you click on Adrian's name, you'll get a chance to see a sample of the pins that were designed by Adrian. These are the pins that Adrian actually got credit for from DisneyPins.com. This is not all of Adrian's pins. I promise you that, but it is a wonderful collection of the ones that she's actually been given credit for. And as I said, the reason why sometimes we don't know the artists on all the pins is because they're a collaborative effort. And there might be a group, at least two artists or a graphic designer working on a particular piece. So that's the reason why we don't know every limited edition pin who it's done by, because sometimes it's a collaboration of people. But this is a sampling of the work that Adrian has definitely been given credit for, and you ought to check that out. But in any event, if you're down in Walt Disney World, stop in, say hello to Adrian again, let her know that you heard about it on the Pincast, and a great friend of the show, and certainly a wonderful person and an amazing talent. So please make sure you check that out. Next, I have to mention the next trading opportunity at the Disney's Character Warehouse. And this is the warehouse that's located in the Miramar Outlets Mall. Their next meet is taking place on Sunday. That's May the 27th. And the Outlets Mall is located at 10801 Corkscrew Road in Estero, Florida. And the meet goes from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And the store telephone number down there is 239-495-0087. Now, in addition to the Character Warehouse, you also have to remember when you're visiting the state of Florida that there is also the Disney's Character Premieres as well. And both of these opportunities are make available trading activities. And, of course, these activities are free and include fun for the entire family. So, as I said, in addition to Estero, you also have in St. Augustine, Florida, the Disney's character premiere there presents Mickey's Trading Nights every Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. And this store is located on State Road 16 in St. Augustine, Florida. And the telephone number there is 904-829-0359. And also down at the Sawgrass Mills Mall in Sunrise, Florida, you can trade pins down there as well. And that store is located at 12801 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise. And the telephone number down there is 954-846-7161. So you can trade pins at these retail establishments outside of the Disney parks at any time. It's just that Estero has these specific trading opportunities, as well as St. Augustine. But you can go in there anytime and trade pins. The cast members wear lanyards in there just like they do in the parks. And it's another trading opportunity that you have if you are not directly in the Orlando area. So please check that out. And we have the next trading night coming to the Disneyland Resort is taking place on Friday, June the 29th. And that's from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Pacific Ballroom of Disney's Paradise Pier Hotel. And remember that guests of all ages are invited to make friends, trade pins, and Vinylmation, and share Disney magic at these Disney trading nights. And Disney is asking that guests do not line up until 1 hour prior to the start of the event, and that they would like you to park in either the Downtown Disney District parking area or the Mickey and Friends parking structure. So don't forget that Quinn and Monty are going to be there for that night as well. So if you didn't catch them during the day, you're definitely going to be able to catch them there at night, 7 to 10 p.m. Friday, June the 29th. So make sure you check that out. That'll do it for our Disney-sponsored events for the week, and we're going to move right into our fan-sponsored events. And first up, we have the Central Jersey Disney Pin Traders. Our next meet is taking place tomorrow. That's Saturday, May the 18th. I'm sorry, it's actually taking place today. That's Friday, May the 18th, and that meet is from 7 to 11 p.m., and we meet at the Hampton Inn in Somerset, New Jersey. And if you'd like any more information about this meet or any of the meets for the CJDPT, you can send me an email. That's john@cjdpt.com, and I will be more than happy to answer any questions that you might have. And don't forget, coming October 19th through the 21st, we have our Fall Pin Trading Weekend, and that's Swap to Your Drop. So if you like what you heard at Trade to Your Fade, if you like the pictures that you saw, please send me an email. I'll get you all the information that you need. It is not too early to book a room for that event. Believe it or not, 6 months goes very, very quickly. And we will be talking about getting ready for Swap to Your Drop as well. So we would love to have you if you'd like to come here to Central New Jersey in the fall. Usually a pretty nice time of the year to be here. The weather usually cooperates pretty well. We'd love to have you. And if you'd like to join over 100 pin traders from around the United States and Canada, come on in, spend a couple of days, spend a couple hours, it doesn't matter, but we'd love to have you, and we'd love for you to be part of one of our events. Next, we have the Windy City Pin Trader South. Their next meet is taking place tomorrow. That's May the 19th. And this is the group that meets at the Pasta Vino, which is located at 2400 South Highway 27 in Claremont, Florida. Their meet goes from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The contact down there is Tom, and Tom's email is tomaphillips@earthlink.net. And then we have their sister group, the Windy City Pin Traders North. They're meeting tomorrow, May the 19th as well. Their meet starts at 11 a.m. in the morning, and they meet at the Fuddruckers in Donners Grove, Illinois. The contact out there is Gene, and there is a new email for Gene, and I apologize to you guys if you've been trying to contact Gene this way and you haven't been able to get through. But anyway, the new email for the Windy City Pin Traders North is wcpt@me.com. So sorry for that, but that is the new email, and make sure you check those guys out. Next, I have to mention the group that's meeting in the UK, the group that Sam Haggart is putting together. Her next meet is taking place this coming Sunday, that's May the 20th, from noon until 4 p.m. at Normandy House, 5 Cornhill in Ottery St. Mary in East Devon. And Sam goes on to say that they will be combining pin and Vinylmation trading with a showcase of Walt Disney Classic Collection and Disney Tradition figurines. And for more info, you can contact Sam or Colin at moving-pictures@btconnect.com, or you can look up their shop event page under Moving Pictures on Facebook. So make sure you check that one out. Next, we have the North Jersey Pin Traders. Their next meet is taking place on Tuesday. That's May the 22nd. And this is the group that meets at the Paramus Park Mall Food Court in Paramus, New Jersey. And their meet is from 6 to 9 p.m. And the contact up there is Steven. And Steven's email is power01@aol.com. Next, we have the Dayton Disneyana 2012. And this is that opportunity out in Ohio for you to meet legendary Disney Imagineer Bob Gurr, as well as a show and sale of Disneyana collectibles and a Disney pin trading event. This is taking place on Saturday, June the 30th, and Sunday, July the 1st. And it's going to be take place at the Wyndham Garden Hotel, Dayton South, which is located at 31 Prestige Plaza Drive in Miamisburg, Ohio. And there's going to be door prizes, silent auctions, pinned games, an opportunity drawing, and great family fun. And this is hosted by the Dayton Plain Crazy chapter of the Disneyana Fan Club. And you can find them on the web at DaytonDisneyana.org. And as I've been mentioning for the past couple of weeks, for those of you who don't know, Bob Gurr, one of the legends of Walt Disney Imagineering. Certainly Bob, most noted for his anything that moves, whether it's a trolley down Main Street or a monorail, Bob Gurr probably had something to do with it. A great guy, really, really amazing gentleman, has, of course, amazing stories about working with Walt and some of the things that the Imagineers and Imagineering in general had to do over the years. Some incredible stories, actually. And Bob Gurr, certainly not an Imagineer to be missed. Just a great guy, loves his job, loves Disney, and loves the Disney fans. And I think that's what's really amazing about Bob. So definitely check that out if you can, and especially if you're in that part of Ohio, for sure. Next, we have this new group that I started to mention last week. This is the Central Florida Disney Pin Chasers. And their first meet is going to be taking place on Saturday, June the 16th, from 1 to 5 p.m. And they're going to be meeting at the Embassy Suites Tampa Branton. And that's located at 10220 Palm River Road in Tampa, Florida. And the contact is Christina Moore. And Christina's email is cmoore, that's C-M-O-H-R, Disney, at gmail.com. And Christina is charging $5 for adults, $2 for children 12 to 17, and it is free to children under 11. And, of course, this charge is to cover the cost of renting the meeting room at the hotel. And any money left over will go towards the next meet. Now, Christina is really working hard to put this thing together. She is really trying to put together a monthly schedule. And this Saturday, June the 16th, is going to be what she hopes is the first of many, many more meets to come. So please support Christina, especially if you're in the Tampa area. And if you are and you go to the meet, please let her know that you heard about her meet here on the Disney Pincast. Well, this is some big news, folks. And hopefully by now you've seen this post everywhere on the internet, whether it's on the different forums or my blog or over on our website. But I am so happy to be able to say that I would love to for you to join the Central Jersey Disney Pin Traders, Travel Dreams, and the Disney Pincast as we present our Disney Design Group Artist Seminar. It's taking place on Thursday, September the 6th, and it's going to be from 9 to 11 in the morning, and we're going to be doing it this year in the Norway Lounge, which is at the Norway Pavilion in Epcot. And once again, this is a very limited opportunity, which will include a full breakfast and a one-hour question and answer session with several Disney Design Group artists. And I am so pleased to announce that once again, we will be honored to have with us Disney senior character artist Monty Malavon is joining us again this year, and as well as graphic designer Quinn Kimball, and also newcomer to the design group, and certainly a new name for some of you, is Kaylee Hicks. And Kaylee has been a big part of the design group for a while now, and looking forward to meeting Kaylee and spending a little time with her. But this is an opportunity that you guys do not want to miss. The cost of this event is $45 per person, and it is limited to 50 attendees. and you need to contact Janice Lavender of Travel Dreams. And Janice can be reached at 856-768-2511, or you can send her an email at jltraveldreams@cs.com to get all the reservation details that you need. And don't forget that Travel Dreams is the official travel service provider of the CJDPT. And boy, I am so jazzed to be able to tell you that we are doing this again this year. A lot of you asked for it. A lot of people said they didn't know about it. And boy, oh boy, there is no way that we're going to let anybody say that they didn't know about it, because we're going to start, I'm going to be plugging this thing from now until, and now until that date. But please, if you are coming to the PIN event, you do not want to miss this opportunity. And if you don't believe me, all you need to do is put a post on one of the boards and ask somebody who was there last year to tell you what it was like, and they'll be the best salespeople that I could ever have. So please don't miss this opportunity. It's early in the morning. We're hoping we all have to go pick up our merchandise for Mickey Circus. We are all in the same situation. So we tried to get it done as early in the morning as we could so that we could then all leave Epcot and head to wherever the merchandise pickup is going to be. But I can't thank Kaylee and Monty and Quinn enough for wanting to do this again. They had in the case of Monty and Quinn, they had an amazing time last year, and so did we. And believe me, if you want to hear what it was like, you can go back in the archives of the PinCast, and you can. I had the audio from the event that I played on the show. And believe me, just listen to it. If you don't believe me, you don't have to. All you need to do is the entire hour audio clip from that event is available in the archives of the PinCast. So just check it out, and you'll get all your questions answered. But this is not the Disney-sponsored breakfast. This has nothing to do with Disney. This is a fan-generated event that we're doing. It's got nothing to do with the Disney breakfast. That's on Friday morning. So, you know, please don't get confused, because there were a lot of people who seemed to be confused. This is not the Disney breakfast. That's taking place on Friday morning. This is taking place on Thursday morning, the day of the early registration. I hope you'll join us. We're going to have a wonderful time. If you need any more information, like I said, contact Janice Lavender. And once again, that's 856-768-2511. Or you can send Janice an email at jltraveldreams@cs.com. And finally, if you didn't have enough of all that, please come and join the Central Jersey Disney Pin Traders and the Disney PinCast as we present our Under the Big Top Pin Trading event. That's taking place Friday night, September the 7th. At Port Orleans Riverside Food Court from 7 to 10 p.m. So if you guys didn't have enough trading all day long, please come and join us. Just hang out. Say hello. Stop by. We're going to be doing some audio there as well. I really hope to be getting a lot of audio this year from a lot of the different events that we're going to be at, including the Disney breakfast on Friday, as well as the dessert reception that's going to be on Saturday night as well. So trying to bring you as much audio as I possibly can, trying to give you all as much of a feel of what you can expect at these events. And also, if you weren't able to come, an opportunity for you to kind of get a feel for what you were missing. So plan on bringing you a lot of audio this year. So if you have any questions about any of that CJDPT stuff, if you want to make the reservation for the breakfast, it's Janice Lavender. If you want to have any other conversation, you can certainly send an email to me. And remember that Janice also has group rates available in the different resorts. She has three separate resorts available, and we are going to be posting an update on my website and on the blog that will give you what those room rates are. And if I can stall long enough, I might actually be able to bring it up and give it to you. But Janice does a really great job in giving a couple of different room rate possibilities for everybody who would like to participate And I think that that's really important because, you know, not everybody wants to stay right in Epcot Resort. You know, the price is obviously sometimes an issue. So Janice works really, really hard in trying to make sure that she can cover all of her different clients as far as what they might be interested in as far as a room. Let's see. So she has rooms at All Star Sports that are $78 a night. She has rooms at Port Orleans French Quarter for $143 a night. And finally at the Beach Club for $242 a night. And all these prices include taxes and meal plans can be added. So please, if you have, you know, if you need room assistance for Mickey Circus, please make sure you contact Janice. Okay, that'll do it for fan-sponsored events. And as I say every week on the show, folks, if you have a meet that you'd like me to talk about, if you have an event that you'd like me to talk about, very, very simple. All you have to do is gather all that information up, including a contact name as well as a contact email, and send it all off to me. That's john@cjdpt.com, and I will be more than happy to talk about it on this show. That's as simple and as much as I can say about it. Just send me the information, and I'll do my best to help you promote your events. And let me know how they go. You know, it's interesting to hear how events go, and, you know, did you get the people that you expected? Was the turnout what you thought it was going to be? Just send me an email. It'd be nice to kind of know how you guys are doing. But love to promote it for you. No problem at all. Okay, we're going to move right into the releases for the week, and we're going to start off down at the Walt Disney World Resort, and these are releases from the 19th through the 25th of May. And first up, we have the Disney Nerds Mini Pin Set. This is going to be released, be available property-wide by the 24th of May, and it retails for $29.95, and it is a 7-pin set. And I do believe I do believe that this is an update. I think I talked about this a little bit earlier, and they must have changed the release date. But anyway, as you see, of course, the characters here with their spectacles on, and that kind of did Disney Nerds packaging kind of layout that we've seen. And the pins in the top left, you have Minnie; top right, you have Mickey; middle row, you have Goofy on the left; Stitch in the middle; and Pluto on the right. And then the bottom left, you have Donald, and the bottom right, you have Daisy. So, and as I mentioned when I talked about these the first time, you know, when you look at, this is why, when people want to know, when you want to know why you see all of these on lanyards, do the math. Because if you take $29.95 and divide it by 7, you'll find out that you're paying about $4.28 plus tax for these pins. So that's why you see them on lanyards, because they are a relatively inexpensive lanyard trader. And just remember that there are a tremendous amount of people that trade lanyard off of cast member lanyards. So that's why you see them. This is a great pin. Next up, this one is Join the Duck Side. And this is open edition. This is going to be property-wide, available by the 24th, $7.95 retail on this one. And it says, Join the Duck Side. This open edition pin features Donald Duck as none other than Darth Maul. And, you know, as we mentioned on last week's show when we talked about the stuff for Star Wars weekends, a lot of Donald as Darth Maul. Obviously, that was the logo for this year, so not surprising that there would be Join the Duck Side. So please make sure you take a look at that. Next up, speaking of Star Wars, we have the Mickey Mouse Icon Darth Maul, available property-wide by the 24th, $7.95 retail on this one, and Darth Maul is featured in this open edition Mickey Mouse Icon. So these are very simple pins, both of them, no pin-on-pin element, flat, but nicely done. You know, as I say all the time, those of you who've been listening to my rambling for a while will know that, you know, there are some really nice open edition pins, and they're not, you know, it's not always the limited edition that you're looking for. I mean, there's been some amazing open edition pins that have been released, and that Join the Duck Side one, along with May the 4th Be With You, obviously, two really cool pins for Star Wars. Next up, we have the online exclusive Disney Parks Adventures Mystery Box Set. Now, this is open edition, so it'll be available property-wide by the 24th, $13.95 retail on this one. And this online exclusive Disney Park Adventures mystery set features 10 pin designs. The collection features Disney characters on board various Disney theme park attractions, and each box contains two randomly selected open edition pins. Now, the entire set goes like this. You have in the top left, you have Peter Pan, obviously, on Peter Pan's flight. You have Stitch at the top in the middle at Space Mountain. You have Ariel and Eric on the Little Mermaid Ariel's Undersea Adventure there on the top right. Middle row on the left, you have Pluto on the Jungle Cruise. Then you have in the middle, you have Goofy on Soarin', on the Soarin' vehicle. And then you have Brer Fox on Splash Mountain there in the middle. And then finally on the right, you have Buzz Lightyear at Toy Story Midway Mania. And then down at the bottom on the left, you have Donald and Daisy in the Mad Tea Party. And then in the middle, you have Mickey and Minnie on Dumbo, of course. And then finally, you have a hitchhiking ghost from the Haunted Mansion. So that is the Disney Parks Adventure Mystery Box Set. Next up, we have this set that I talked about you that I brought to you in the news a couple of weeks ago from RebelScum.com, that amazing Star Wars website. But this is the Star Wars In the Park Booster Set. This is going to be available property-wide by the 24th. It's a $24.95 retail. And this pin set contains four individual pins from Star Wars characters enjoying attractions found in the Magic Kingdom Resort. And at the top, you have Yoda and It's a Small World. And the caption is, "A small world after all, is it?" Oh, no, it is. I'm sorry, not is it. Then you have, on Pirates of the Caribbean, you have Han Solo, Princess Leia, and Chewbacca, which is the one on the top right. And then down at the bottom, you have Darth Vader and Obi-Wan Kenobi on the Haunted Mansion. And finally, you have two stormtroopers on Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin. So, as I said, talked about these a couple weeks ago, but there you go. Going to be available property-wide by the 24th of May. Next, we have the Vinylmation 3D Pins Star Wars Disney Character Set Number 1. This is going to be open edition, so it will be available property-wide by the 24th. $29.95 retail on this one. And it says, "May the Force be with you. This collection of Vinylmation pins features Mickey Mouse as Luke Skywalker in the top left. You have Minnie Mouse as Princess Leia in the top right. And then down at the bottom, you have Stitch as Yoda. And, of course, these pins are sculpted to give a three-dimensional look." So these are the 3D Vinylmation pins, kind of like the half of the figure, like the figure cut in half top to bottom and then put on a pin back. So that's the first set. And then the second set, which is going to be available on the 24th as well, same retail, $29.95. It says, "You don't know the power of the dark side." And this collection of Vinylmation pins features Disney's Pete as Boba Fett in the top left. You have Donald Duck as a stormtrooper down at the bottom. And then you have Goofy as Darth Vader on the top right. So you have a good and an evil set coming out at Walt Disney World of the Vinylmation 3D pins. So don't miss that. That'll do it for Walt Disney World. We're going to move right into our shared releases for the week. And first up, we have some accessories too. And this first one are, these are accessory pinbacks. And these are Disney character icons. These are going to be available property-wide at both resorts by the 21st of May. They're going to retail for $3.95. And this Disney pin trading accessory item features a collection of Disney character icon pinbacks. Included in this set are pinbacks shaped like a Mickey Mouse head, which isn't out of the ordinary, although these are colored as opposed to black. Then there's a Goofy's hat, and then there is also a Sorcerer's hat. And there are 12 pinbacks in this collection. So you're going to get three backs. Yes, three backs for $3.95, but they are these kind of and I'm going to be talking about some other ones in a little bit later. But these are the Disney Character Icons accessory pinbacks. Next up, we have the Dog Days of Summer, and this year it's Pluto. and this will be available property-wide at both resorts by the 24th of May. $11.95. I'm sorry, this is an LE, so this is not. This will be released on the 24th of May at both resorts. It will retail for $11.95. It has an addition size of 1,000. And the Dog Days of Summer takes on new meaning in this limited edition pin-on-pin featuring Pluto making a new friend at the shore. So, you know, they've done these pins before, these Dog Days of Summer or the first day of summer or summer, depending on which year. But this is a great pin. It's Pluto on a sandy beach with a crab that's looks like he's ready to take a hunk out of Pluto's nose, I think. But anyway, then there's a cloud up in the background that says Dog Days of Summer 2012. And Pluto really appears to be pin-on-pin element in this one as well. So, and remember, for those of you that might be new to the show, when it's a shared release, it is not, in this particular case, it is not 500 to Disneyland and 500 to Walt Disney World. It is not an even split. You know, obviously, Walt Disney World takes up much more real estate than Disneyland. And so it is not a 50-50 split. So we always say to the people out west, if you really like these shared releases, you better jump on them because they're going to go faster for you than necessarily they're going to go faster for the people back on the East Coast. So please make sure you check that out. Now I got a bunch of updated stuff here too. And the first one we have is the updated Cool Characters Mini Pin Collection. Now I've already talked about these. So what they did was they changed the release date. So this is going to be available property-wide at both resorts on the by the 24th of May. $29.95 retail on this one. And this mini pin collection features Mickey and friends hanging out at the beach. And the pins include, and this is all the characters wearing sunglasses, as you can see in the picture if the picture is big enough for you to see all that. But trust me, they are wearing sunglasses. And you have here, you start off at the bottom left there, you have Dale. And then you have Minnie towards the top there, right underneath the palm tree. Then you have Mickey in his green board shorts, actually. And then you have Goofy up there in the back, showing his muscles. And then you have Donald in the front, shirtless, actually. Daisy there, kind of leaning up against the surfboard in the back, and then finally you have Chip there on the bottom right. Love the backer card here, really, because it's got the Mickey icon there up in the clouds on the left hand or on the right hand side, kind of above the L and Cool. So just really a nice set. And then there's also another update for the Cool Characters 4-pin starter set. This is going to be released property wide at both resorts by the 24th. $24.95 retail on this one. And the famous Disney characters are featured in this cool starter set. The set contains a lanyard and 4 pins, including top left, Mickey Mouse surfing. Then we have Goofy and Donald playing volleyball, which is the top right. Then you have Daisy and Minnie catching some sun, which is the bottom left. And then, of course, you have Chip and Dale playing in the sand, which is the bottom right. So that's another update. I did talk about that at some point a few weeks back, I believe. We have some more of these accessory pinbacks, and these are the Disney Princess icons. These are available property-wide, both resorts, by the 24th. $3.95 retail on this one. And just like the other one, this Disney pin trading accessory item features a collection of Disney Princess icon pinbacks. Included in this set are pinbacks shaped like Minnie Mouse's red bow, Cinderella's slipper, and a princess's tiara. And there are 12 pinbacks in this collection as well. So make sure you check that one out. Next, we have the Disney Best Friends Mystery Pack. This will be available property-wide at both resorts by the 24th of May. $25.95 retail on this one. And it goes on to say they're the best of friends. And this open edition mystery set features 16 pin design. And each pouch contains 5 randomly selected open edition pins. And the collection features Disney characters partnered with their best friends. Now, this is kind of a small picture, but I will do my best to maybe locate them for you. Hello? Where is that? They took these out. Oh, no. Anyway, I'm not quite sure what happened to them, but let me just see. I mean, I have It looks like Jasmine and Aladdin and Genie. Then, of course, so it must be Aladdin and Genie at the top left. And then going across the top, moving towards the right, you have, of course, Jiminy and Pinocchio. You have Mulan and Mushu. You have Lady and... Is that Lady? No. I'm not going to do all these because I'm going to screw them up. I do see Buzz and Woody there. Mike and Sully, Lilo and Stitch, Mickey and Pluto, Baloo and Mowgli, Winnie the Pooh and Piglet, Bambi and Thumper, Ariel and Sebastian. So you get the drift. Just a nice set. Lock, Shock and Barrel from Nightmare Before Christmas. I think I got most of them anyway. That's the Disney Best Friends Mystery Pack, so make sure you check that out. Next shared release I have is Happy Father's Day 2012, and for this year it's Crush and Squirt, and this is going to be released on the 24th of May, limited edition of 3,500, retail price $11.95, and Crush and his youngest son are catching the waves in this limited edition pin celebrating Father's Day 2012, and this pin features Crush from the Disney Pixar film Finding Nemo as a pin-on-pin element. So this is a really nice pin. I mean, it's nicely done. The layout of it and the assembly of it, including the characters, it's got some of that metallic kind of swirl fill that they're doing now. And again, as it mentions, a really nice pin-on-pin here of Crush. And of course, with the text "Happy Father's Day 2012" up there across the top, so make sure you check that out. And finally, the final shared piece we have is the number 5 in the series of the Piece of Disney movies. And boy, this one I know is getting a lot of attention. And this, of course, is Tangled. And this is going to be available property-wide at both resorts on the 24th of May. It's going to retail for $24.95, and it has an edition size of 2,000. And this is part of the next series of the Disney is of the Piece of Disney Movies collection, and each month, of course, it highlights a classic Disney movie and features a frame from the film. And the May pin features, of course, Disney's Tangled, and it has Rapunzel and Eugene, of course, Flynn Rider, Fitzherbert. Actually, didn't know Flynn Rider's real last name, but there you go, Eugene Fitzherbert. And just remember that because of the frames are cut from a film print, each pin will be slightly more unique. And also, these are not, you know, one of the things that you have to remember, this is not film that was made specifically for this pin set. This is film that's already been made, that's run through movie cameras, that's been in movie theaters. So it is not going to be a pristine piece of film. So don't kill yourself trying to see, oh, you know, it's got a scratch here, it's got a mark there. Well, of course it does. It's a used piece of film. They're all used pieces of film. Remember that in order to get these 2,000 pins, that is about 3 minutes of actual film time, of actual running time, that it takes to get those 2,000 frames of each one of these films. So... be patient and just realize that you're not going to get a perfectly centered, perfectly clear shot every single time, because it has taken, you know, 2,000 frames of this, any of these films that have been done in this series to get these groups. So please be patient. And as I said, it is not going to be a perfect piece of film. That's impossible. Because all of these films were used in some movie theater at some point. They were all actually shown. So it is not a pristine piece of film that was made specifically for this pin set. Okay, and I got some pins to talk about from Disney Cruise Line. And once again, these are releases from the 19th through the 25th of May. Hopefully you caught my blog a couple of days ago where I put the picture up of the Wonder going past Diamond Head in Hawaii for the first time. Wow, how awesome was that? Just a really great shot that was posted on the Disney Parks blog, and I just posted up on my website as well because I love that picture. It was just an awesome job. But anyway, speaking of Disney Cruise Line and some of the new stuff that they're doing, first up we have the 2012 Disney Cruise Line Canada and New England Coast Cruise. This is going to be released on the 25th of May aboard the Disney Cruise Line. It's going to retail for $13.95, and it has an edition size of 2,500. And this limited edition pin design for the 2012 Disney Cruise Line New England Coast to Canada voyage features Fisherman Mickey with a scenic New England background, and the pin features three dangles. So as you can see there, as it mentions in the description, Mickey there, Fisherman Mickey, reminds me of the Gorton Fisherman, for those of you who are familiar with the Gorton commercials, Mickey there. And there's a logo that says Canada and the New England Coast. And then off of that section, there are the three dangles. And the one on the far left is a compass with a anchor in the middle of it that says 2012. The middle dangle is a blue background with a gold DCL logo. And then on the right, you have another blue background, and it has the Canadian Maritimes logo there as well. I believe it looks like a lighthouse in the background there as well. And, of course, Mickey there. With his left hand up in the air, pointing towards another lighthouse. So it's got a rope kind of border around it. Very, very nice pin for the Canada and New England Coast Cruise. And speaking of that cruise, you also have some pins. The first one is the 2012 Disney Cruise Line New York City pin, to be released on the 25th aboard the cruise line, $13.95, edition size of 1,000 on this one. And this limited edition pin-on-pin was designed for the 2012 Disney Cruise Line Port of Call New York City and features none other than Minnie herself. And what's really kind of neat about this one is you have Minnie there in her... as the Statue of Liberty. So she's standing there on the left-hand side in her red dress with the white polka dots. And then you have Minnie as the Statue of Liberty there in the background. And, of course, down at the bottom, you have this box, the text box that has the text, the Disney Cruise Line logo. Then, of course, it says Disney Cruise Line and New York City, New York City 2012. So really, really nice pin for that. Next one we have is the one for Halifax, Nova Scotia. This is going to be released on the 25th of May as well. $13.95 retail on this one. Edition size of 500. And this limited edition pin-on-pin design for the 2012 Disney Cruise Line Port of Call Halifax, Nova Scotia. And this one features Chip and Dale. So they all have this kind of rope, very nautical-inspired border around the perimeter. And in this particular case, you got Chip on the left, Dale on the right. And it's got that same text box there down towards the bottom of them with the same information, the cruise line logo, the cruise line text. And this one says Nova Scotia Halifax for 2012 with another lighthouse in the background. Very nice pin. Next one we have is for St. John, New Brunswick. And this is the same release, the 25th, retail $13.95, edition size 500 on this one. And this was the limited edition pin-on-pin that was designed for the Port of Call St. John, New Brunswick. And this time around, it features none other than the big mouse himself, Mr. Mickey Mouse. So there's Mickey as pin-on-pin, left-hand side there. And he has got that text box below him. It has the same DCL information, and then of course it says New Brunswick St. John 2012. And the final pin tonight is the pin that is the 2012 Disney Cruise Line New York City Weekend Getaway, and this is going to be released on the 25th of May as well. $11.95 retail on this one, edition size of 2,000. And this limited release pin-on-pin design for the 2012 Disney Cruise Line New York City Weekend Getaway features none other than, once again, Minnie Mouse's Lady Liberty. So here you have the ship to the left. You have Minnie as Lady Liberty to the right. And down at the bottom, the text reads, New York City Weekend Getaway Cruise 2012 Disney Cruise Line. And that, and then I can't really be for certain because I'm only looking at the picture, but that looks very much like that text is actually silk screened on there. Excuse me. Which is a process that we're getting to be a little bit more comfortable with. We're getting to see that a little bit more now. So you get to see that really, really white text against that dark background. So great pin. And again, I love that one. Why? Well, for those of you that have been listening to me for a while, of course, the pin, the character or the a portion of the pin extends beyond its border. So in this particular case, the torch is kind of out there. The crown is out there. So I like when the pins kind of extend past the kind of general shape that the pin takes. So great pins for Disney Cruise Line. Always excited to talk about Disney Cruise Line pins, and hopefully we'll be talking about a couple next week as well. And finally tonight, I got some information here from the Soda Fountain and Studio Store, and you know, I cannot let this go by because to me this was really cool. And I'm going to talk about some pins that were already released, unfortunately. I'm sorry. And then I'm going to talk about some pins that are going to be released. So some bad news, but then some good news. So we'll start off with the bad news. On Friday, May the 4th, the Soda Fountain and Studio Store did something that I think a lot of us were maybe not shocked. I don't think shocked is a word that I'd use, but I was very interested to see that on May the 4th, the Soda Fountain and Studio Store actually released five pins, but in particular, four pins of classic Marvel comic book covers. Yep, that's right. They released a Captain America, a Hulk, an Iron Man, and a Thor. And these were all LE300s, and they all were sold for $12.95. And they also released the Avengers Marquee, which is was $12.95 with an LE300 as well. But I guess a lot of us have been kind of trying to figure out exactly what's going to happen and how the crossover is going to take place and how long it's going to take. And I was just really surprised to see that the Soda Fountain did this. And I mean, kudos to them. I think it was really cool that they did that. And I'm sure that the pin people that are comic fans certainly were excited about it. I know, there was some interesting talk. I got some emails from people about it, and I just wanted to mention it. Like I said, I know they've been released already, and I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't have the information in time to get the information out to you, and I wish I could have had it for you on time, but I didn't get it. But I just wanted to make you aware that there are Marvel comic book covers that have been released from the Soda Fountain and Studio Store. Now, to the good news. Coming up on Saturday, May the 26th, is the next release at the Soda Fountain and Studio Store out in Hollywood, and that's going to be a release that's going to start at 9:30 a.m. in the morning, and there's going to be four pins that are going to be released. And as it is with most Soda Fountain and Studio Store pins, these are all LE300s, and they are all going to sell for $14.95. And I'm going to call them the Hinged Book Collection. And the first one is the Little Mermaid Hinged Book. Now, these are all, again, it's artwork, so I'm kind of going by what I see. But they all look like they're going to be, for the most part, when the book is closed, they're going to be a lot of sculpted metal with not much color. In the case of the Little Mermaid, there's just some blue bubbles on the cover, and then it's pretty much sculpted metal from there. It's a hinged element. The book's going to open to the cover's going to open to the left, and then there's a full color picture inside of it, and it's a picture. It's a photo. I shouldn't say it's not art. It is art, but it is just a photo. Brilliant in the case of the Little Mermaid. It has Ariel and Flounder there on that one. And then there's going to be a Winnie the Pooh, which has a red balloon in addition to the honey pots on the front. And then, of course, it opens up in a picture of Winnie sitting on the porch there on the outside of his treehouse. And then there's going to be a Beauty and the Beast. It has, of course, a rose on the front cover. When it opens up, there's a picture of Belle and the Beast there dancing in the ballroom. And the inside covers also are very much themed towards the particular movie that they're showing. So in the case of Beauty and the Beast, on the inside front cover, there is a lot of roses. Just looks like sculpted metal, no paint. And then on the inside of the Little Mermaid one, it appears to be shells. I'm not sure. It's hard to see in this picture. And then on the inside of the Winnie the Pooh, you have hearts, and there's a honey pot and some other stars there on the inside of that one. And then the final one, the one that I like the most probably, is the one from Up. And the cover of that one has the Up logo, Disney Pixar's Up. And then it has a couple of colored balloons on the bottom left-hand corner of the cover. When you open it up, there's a picture of Doug and Carl there sitting on the curb. And then, of course, it has the grape soda pins on the inside of the front cover. So I love that. Well, loved Up to begin with, but just a great set of pins. So don't forget, that's coming up. The release is going to start at 9:30 a.m. on Saturday, May the 26th at the Soda Fountain and Studio Store in Hollywood. So if you are out on the West Coast, don't miss that pin release out at the Soda Fountain there. Okay, that'll do it for our releases for the week. We're going to skip over our segment tonight, and I promise that I will be back with a segment next week. I'm not going to tell you what it is yet, but we are going to be coming back to you with another segment, I promise. So that means it's time to induct another IPLIS member. And this week, we would like to officially welcome Andrew and Maura Albrecht from Las Vegas, Nevada, as members number 194 of the International Pincast Listener Society. Andrew and Maura, thank you for taking the time to answer the IPLIS questions, and we are going to read your answers right now. It says, how long have you been involved with Disney pins? Anyway, he says, hi, John. I just wanted to tell you that I love this pincast. It helps me with my withdrawals from not being at Disneyland more. I understand, Andrew, that's for sure, and more. I have been involved with pins since 2006. I've been listening to your show since episode 30, I believe. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate that very much. I know. Why so long to join? Well, to tell you the truth, I just kept forgetting, and then I wanted to be a special even number, like 100 or 200. Well, Andrew and Maura, just you're all special to me, irregardless of your number. So I do thank you very much, and I do appreciate you all so much. I live in Las Vegas, and we used to go down to D-Land about 3 to 4 times a year, but not so much now. Again, you helped me with the withdrawals. Well, I'm glad that I can. I do my best, guys. I try the best I possibly can. That's the first question. What was the first Disney pin you bought and why? The first pin I bought was It's Race Time with Lightning McQueen. I bought it because my youngest son loves the movie Cars. So do I. And, well, this was fitting. It also is a really cool pin. It is pin picks number 47576. And my first complete set was the Snow White and Seven Dwarfs train set. It's this set, but I can't locate the Snow White. Oh yeah, it's the set from the Disney Store Year of 100 Years of Dreams, and it is pinpicks number 7679. So that was a great set. And again, your son loves cars, and you bought a Cars pin. You know, you guys, like I said, I couldn't script this any better. You know, you guys, week in and week out, you guys do this. You know, you always mention the fact that, you know, you bought a pin because your son loves the character. It was the first, it was the first Disney resort you ever stayed in, whatever the situation. But there's always something that makes you buy what you do. And how many pins do you have in your collection? Well, that's a tough question because I have ones that are keepers and ones that I will trade very easily. In my keeper section, I'd say I have right around 500 pins, and I probably have 100 that are traders. Well, that's okay. You know, I mean, you can, traders obviously are kind of an influx part of your collection. They kind of change over time, but certainly part of your collection in any event. What is your current Holy Grail? Well, I'm a firefighter, and I love to collect the jumbo fire pins when I can. The pin I really love and hold dear is pin picks number 39879, the Walt Disney World Harmony Kingdom Mickey, Donald, and Goofy Firefighters Gift with Purchase Jumbo. It took me a little while to get it, but I got it. Well, first of all, thank you for your public service. It's important to every single one of us that we have you. Anybody who is in emergency services, thank you so much for all that you do to take care of all of us. We appreciate that very, very much. And as far as your Holy Grails go, you know, that's a great thing about Holy Grails. You get one, and then you start to look for another one. So I'm glad you were able to finally hunt that one down, and I'm sure you will have a new one to talk about very, very shortly. And finally, the last question is, if you could be a Disney pin product developer for a day, which pin would you commission and why? Again, all good questions, and whenever I listen to you induct a new IPLIS member, I am eager to hear the answer to this one. Again, I am a firefighter. I love Star Wars, and my boys love Marvel Comics. I think I know where this one's going. This is a hard one for me because of those three areas. I guess I would have to do Mickey and Friends as comic book heroes. Well, well, well. Why do I find that not hard to believe? I think Tinkerbell would make a great superhero. I believe it was two episodes ago, you asked for anyone going on the new cruise ship to give you a heads up. Well, we are cruising this coming week, April 21st. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sure you had a great time, Andrew, on the Fantasy. We are so excited, and if you still need some info about the ship, let me know, and I will give you what I can. Thanks again, and happy trading. I hope I answered the questions well. You answered the questions amazing, and you know what the best part is? There's no right or wrong answer to the questions. That's the best part about this. Whatever answer you give is really, really cool, and I think what's fun, the Disney pin product developer question is by far the best question, or not the best question necessarily, but the question that I look forward to the most, because those are the really, really cool answers. And another Marvel comment on the pin product developer. Like I keep saying to you, I know the guys and the girls in the design group are chomping at the bit to get at these Marvel characters. And all I can say is be patient. They're coming, and you're going to be probably blown away by some of the stuff you see. So, Andrew Mora, thank you, and welcome to the International Pincast Listeners Association as member number 194. Now, folks, if you have listened to the show for the first time and you have no idea what I just did, let me explain it to you. First of all, the International Pincast Listener Society is an opportunity for you, people who listen to the show, to answer those five questions and to get me to read them on the show. Now, why do you want to do that? Well, that's really easy. Because every five episodes, and that means tonight, episode number 215, I do what's called a random selection contest. And what that is an opportunity for you guys to win some prizes from me. Now, I pick my winners, of course, from the International Pincast Listener Society member numbers. Ah, so that's why you want to be a member of the International Pincast Listener Society. Now, how do you do it? Well, that's really easy. Those five questions that Andrew and Maura sent to me tonight are located in two places. They are located on my website, which is cjdpt.com. If you go over on the left-hand side in the navigation area, you'll see a tab that says Pincast. If you click on that tab, you'll find those five questions. Cut them out and send them off to me. Or you can find them on our Facebook group, which is the Disney Pincast Listeners Association. Kevin Batter, of course, has them posted over there as well. What you need to do is answer them, send them off to me, answer them first, send them off to me. Please include your name and where you're from, and I will issue you an IPLIS member number immediately, and then I will read your answers on an upcoming show. Now, getting back to the RSC, there is only two rules for the RSC. The first rule is that you have to be an inducted member of the International Pincast Listener Society in order to be eligible. So that means, as of tonight, Andrew and Maura, as members number 194, will be eligible for tonight's drawing. So, and you know you're eligible once you hear your answers read on the show. So it's not when you receive your number, it's when you're actually, your answers are actually read here. And then the second thing is, once you win something from me in the random selection contest, your name is withdrawn from the drawing. So it's going to try to give everybody an opportunity to win something. That was my goal in the beginning, was to try to give as much of an opportunity to people as I possibly could. So get those answers in. I love reading them on the show. I just can't tell you how much fun I have actually reading those numbers on the show. Okay, so let's do a random selection contest. You know, tonight I got an interesting, I hope that you find it as interesting as I did. A couple years ago, down at Walt Disney World, and I'm sure at Disneyland as well, they had for purchase what was called a pin trading journal. And it's about 5 by 8 inches. And there's a picture of it up right now, so you can get a chance to see what you're going to win. And it's really kind of cool. It has a, it actually has a medallion in the middle of it that is, it's the Mickey, it's the pin trading logo, but instead of saying, it says pin trading journal. And it's big. The medallion's probably 2 inches in diameter. And it actually includes a really interesting cover that has a lot of really cool pins on it, including wet paint. That's right up there in the front, on the front cover, kind of in the bottom left-hand side of the page. So it was fun to see that pin. It also has a day in the life of my pin. And there are pages. It's a spiral-bound little book. And a day in the life of my pin, and it's basically an opportunity for you to fill in a trade. So it says today, and then there's a blank that's for where you to put the date, and at what time, and at what location I traded some kind of description pin for another pin. I traded with, and it gives you an opportunity to put the person's name, who was either a guest or a cast member in this particular case. You can write, it gives you a little section to write a little bit about the person. And then also it gives you an opportunity to put a picture of the pin in there, in a spot. And then it's a place for you to put some notes. And there's a couple of pages of that in the very beginning. So, and you know, it might sound a little odd, but you know, it's fun to remember back, especially some of the early trades that you did. And this is really kind of, I think, just a great way to do it. There's a bunch of pin wish list pages. So basically it would be like your wants list. This was way before, you know, kind of, you know, cutting and pasting pin picks got to be. But this is something where you can keep it all together in a very small little book. There's also a calendar section where you can actually write in the different months, and you know, it's kind of a little agenda calendar there as well. There's also a section for your pin buddies, so it's a name, address, and email. You want to keep track of some of the friends that you might have that you trade with. There's also a bunch of pin pockets, which I think is an interest. I'm not sure that I would actually keep pins in this, but there are a couple of pages where you can actually slide pins down in a pocket. I guess you could pin them in there. It is not the foam pieces that you're used to in either your pin bag. I will tell you that right up front. And then there's some blank pages in the back. And there's also a pencil that comes with it that says pin trading at Walt Disney World. So I hope you enjoy this. It's a little bit different than I normally give away. I know it's not a pin, but I came across this thing the other day and I thought, wow, how, you know, it's kind of neat to be able to give something a little bit different away. So that's what we're going to give away tonight. It's the pin trading journal. And I wish you all a lot of luck. And I'm going to draw a number right now. And what you're going to have to do is, well, let's draw the number first, and then I'll tell you what you're going to have to do. So let me get this thing turned around here. And I really like doing this. I think it's really, really fun to give some stuff away. And like I said, I really thought that this one would be kind of interesting because it is a little bit different. So we're going to roll this around, and we're going to draw a number here and see if we can't give away this pin trading journal. So good luck to all of you. Thank you so much. I hope that the winner enjoys the journal very, very much. And this week's winner for this time around, our winner for the random selection contest, let me get my roster up here, is Iplus member number 154, and that is none other than, let me find it, 154. The winner is Adrian Droughty, and you know, it's really funny because, of course, Adrian, the Disney artist who I mentioned tonight in the in my section on actually Disney sponsored events. So there you go, Adrian. We are going to get this off to you. You're gonna have to, I'll probably see you at the event, that is very interesting. So there you go. Adrian Droughty, Disney Design Group artist and listener to the Pincast. So there you go. I couldn't have planned this any better. But I will certainly get this off to Adrian. And congratulations, Adrian. And thank you for all that you do. And look forward to talking to you soon. So there you have it, folks. Another issue of the random selection contest, or another draw on the random selection contest, and please send in those Iplus answers, and we will look forward to another opportunity to give away some stuff, and that's going to be coming up on episode number 220. Now, actually, 5 episodes, 5 weeks from tonight, we'll be doing it. Once again, all right. I got more comments on the website. I've been asking you for the last couple of weeks to leave some comments over on our website. That's, of course, DisneyPincast.com. And you guys have been doing that. And I just want to pass along. I just want to say hi first off to Tony Vincent. And Tony said, hi, John. Further to Brian Martzoff's email that you read on show number 214, with regard to viewing the enhanced version of the podcast on a PC running Windows, I have found that it is not possible to view the images without first installing an add-on. For the past 100-plus episodes, I have been viewing your shows on my PC by first installing Apple's QuickTime Player, a free download from apple.com/QuickTime. I simply download the podcast to a convenient location on my PC and then open it. It features including images, chapters, and the ability to reposition anywhere within the show all work fine. I have also tried Brian's method, but it did not work for me. Keep the shows coming and see you again at Mickey Circus. Well, Tony, thank you. I can't tell you guys how much I appreciate this because, again, I don't listen to the shows on my computer. I usually listen to the shows on my iPod as I'm driving back and forth to work. So I don't. I appreciate this so much, both Brian and Tony. I really appreciate that. So there you go, folks. If you download the QuickTime Player from Apple, according to Tony Vincent, you should be able to watch the enhanced shows right on your PC. And second, we got another note from Mike Wortenby. And Mike says, great episode. So much fun to hear the live audio from Trey Tia Fade. I am very much looking forward to seeing the rest of the Mickey Circus catalog. I hope it doesn't fall short. Mike, I hope it doesn't either, and I'm betting that it's not going to. I think that we're going to be pleasantly surprised when the final document becomes available, which hopefully will be tomorrow. And I am looking forward to talking about that product as well. So thank you for the comments, and keep them up, folks. And I would ask that if you are going to comment on Disney Pin, if you're going to comment on DisneyPincast.com, comment on the enhanced show. When you open up that website, you'll see that we actually have to have, we actually have two feeds there. We have the feed for the enhanced show, and we have the feed for the normal show. So if you would, if you can, it would be nice if you could keep all of the comments in the enhanced show side. So if you go to DisneyPincast.com right now, or at least when I pushed the record button, there were 3 comments on the enhanced side for episode number 214. So if we keep the comments on the enhanced side, it's easier for me to kind of keep track of where they are. But thank you so much. I cannot thank you guys enough for taking the time to leave those comments over there. As I mentioned in the opening, it's a great place to leave comments, again, because it's open to anyone. Anyone can go there and take a look at what's going on and your comments. So thank you all for doing that. Okay, that's going to do it for this week's show, and I can't end a PinCast without mentioning Celebrations Magazine. This is the bi-monthly magazine that will allow you to relive your Walt Disney World magic all year long, and of course, I have the honor and privilege of writing the PIN article in each issue of Celebrations, and you're going to check us out on the web at celebrationspress.com. Don't forget, you can order the magazine digitally now. Really excited about being able to tell you that you can do that. I know for a lot of you, the shipping costs for the magazine have been prohibitive. So this was an opportunity for us to get the magazine to all of you as well. So please check out Celebrations, as I mention every week on the show. It's just an amazing opportunity for me, but also an incredible magazine with outstanding photography. You won't be sorry. I promise you, the articles are written by leading members of the Disney community, that online community, that you all know very, very well. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful publication. So please check that out. Please have a look and follow me on my blog. Of course, that's disneypintrader.wordpress.com. You can actually, down at the bottom right-hand corner, there's a little tab that says follow. If you click on that, you can actually get updates to your email that'll let you know every time I post a new post over there on the blog. So please, please take a look at that. As I said, I posted the picture of the Wonder going past Diamond Head, and I try to get as much stuff on there as I possibly can. I got to mention our website again. Again, it's disneypincast.com. Love to read your comments over there. Thank you so much for doing that. Don't forget our Facebook group. Of course, the Disney Pincast Listeners Association. I mentioned that a little bit ago, and that is facilitated by my good friend Kevin Batter. So please like us over there on Facebook and join the group over there. And of course, Kevin also facilitates the UK Disney Pin Traders group on Facebook as well. So Kevin, busy guy over there on Facebook, so please make sure you check that out. And Tom, of course, has the entire WDWNT network group on Facebook. And the other thing about the Disney Pincast, our website, disneypincast.com, is at the top, there is a banner that will take you to the entire WDWNT network of podcasts and websites, including WDWNTunes and WDWNT the magazine, the free online magazine, the e-zine that Tom and the staff over there work so hard to put together. It's an outstanding piece. I highly, highly recommend it. And again, the entire WDWNT network on Facebook as well. So please make sure you check that out. Don't forget to check out our website, which is for the Central Jersey Disney Pin Traders, of course. That is cjdpt.com. You can go there and take a look at our timeline. And I'm going to be updating our pin picks group of CJDPT pins. That thing is very much lacking, and I apologize for that, but there's a bunch of pins that have to be added to that. But always head on over and check out our website. You can follow us on Twitter, and that is twitter.com/DisneyPincast. And while you're listening to the show right now, why not tweet that you are and include the hashtag DisneyPincast in your tweet? It's a great way to let people know that you listen to the show or that you are listening to the show, and it's just a great way to get the word out as well. And lastly, I would like to thank all of you that have taken the time to go over to iTunes and leave us a review. You are the best advertisement that this show could possibly ever ask for, that I could ever ask for. And one of the ways that you help advertise this show is to write those reviews over on iTunes. It's a great opportunity for people that might be interested in kind of what the show is to really have a look, and those reviews really, really help us with our downloads over there at iTunes. So thank all of you that have taken the time to do it, and I encourage you to do it. I know it takes a couple of minutes, but it really, really helps us out a lot. But as I said, you know, you guys are the best advertisement that this show could ever want, the best group of people that I could ever be associated with. You have done so much for this show, in the promotion of this show, for over 215 episodes. I am indebted to you all, and I thank you so much for what you have done for this show. Got a lot of exciting stuff to be talking about in the next couple of weeks. I am very close to being able to talk to you about some things that you have wanted, believe me, for quite some time, and I'm almost ready to talk about that. So keep listening. I do have some great information coming up. Don't forget the Disney Design Group Artist Seminar. Please come and join us. That's coming up on that Thursday, September the 6th. You have got to come and join Monty and Quinn and Kaylee and myself and everybody who's going to be there. We are going to have a blast, and we are looking forward to meeting many of you there for that opportunity. So please check that out. Once again, it's Janice Lavender at Travel Dreams, jltraveldreams@cs.com. So that'll do it for this week's show, folks. Until next week, have a wonderful week. Be safe, take care, and we'll talk to you again for episode number 216. Good night.
Thank you for listening to the Disney Pincast. For more information on this show and the entire WDWNT network, be sure to visit WDWNT.com. For Tom Corliss, John Rick, and the cast of millions of tiny metal objects, this is Brian Summer saying goodnight and happy trading.